Speaking of laws, what kind of things ought to be on ballots? Confiscation of wealth? That's a green-eyed monster waiting to be slain, is it not? Why should that be on a ballot? Well, it is. Here, do you have government schools where you live? Answer, almost all of you do. Do you have children in government schools? Most people watching on our Crusade Radio Network on YouTube. Welcoming all of you listening or watching today on Restoring the Faith Media YouTube channel. Please go to our channel and subscribe. That's why Mike let us use the RTF channel to build the audience up at Crusade Radio Network, where he will be streaming live later today. That's right. 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time. If you're a homeschooler, why should you have to pay for the derelicts down the street that are out there basically using the school system as a daycare center? I mean, what it is, a glorified daycare center. You know, it's a sad but true thing. I am a product of government-run schools. I never went to a private school. Well, I did for 1 year, but long story. I am a product of government-run schools. I started first grade in, I'm old. I'm not going to tell you when I started. None of your damn business. But I graduated from a government-run school. I still have some fond memories of some of the things that I learned. I can still remember my 10th and 11th grade science teacher. Wait a minute. Science teacher, because science rules all. Mr. Traub. And I can remember, this was what's missing out of government schools today? Men. It's missing out of almost all college campi. Men. Men running the show. This is an emotional, irrational train wreck. It is nonstop verbal and physical PMS on steroids. With all of the ridiculousness and the anger and hostility and the irrationality that goes with it. When I was in high school and we were studying science, we actually studied actual science. We had to memorize things like the elemental table. As a matter of fact, you couldn't get out of eighth grade introductory IPS, introductory physical science. They give you an elementary table, blank. I mean, they may have 20 or so of the squares on there. You had to fill the rest in. Now, I can remember saying that. What are people in my science class saying? What the hell am I ever going to use this for or that for? I think some things are just like modular knowledge. You're just good to know. But we had teachers that took teaching seriously. They weren't there to indoctrinate. They weren't there to spread their warped, twisted, grooming family assault on children. They were actually there because they had a responsibility. They thought they did. To actually educate. But in any event, which is why so many people, especially post-corona doom now, people are going like, I am not leaving my kid in that environment. When they learn, the worst thing that ever happened to government education was COVID. Because when teachers started sending lessons home and then parents had to pay attention, and went like, wait, you want little Rosie to learn what? About what? Jordan Board at the Federalist, every state facing deceptive abortion ballot measures this year. There are some things like cannibalism and pederasty that should never be on ballots. Killing human beings should never be on a ballot. God has already ruled on this. I have all the rule that I need. I don't need anyone to ever vote on the matter ever again. Thou shalt not commit murder. He said it. Moses wrote it down. It's still the Ten Commandments. It's still in effect. Almost all law in the world especially when it comes to human life, it is built around that commandment, thou shalt not kill. So then why is there an initiative on a ballot to kill a soon-to-be-born precious child of God in the form of a baby? Well, because it's not a baby. It most certainly is. And she says that it's going to be on the ballot in Florida, Maryland, New York, could be on the ballot in Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. What exactly are people voting on? Well, life or death sentences for how old the child is. There's a story that, did you check this out, the one that Katie sent? About the father talking about how he lost his, he was informed that his 5-month gestated child had been executed in his mother's womb. How do you square that? So my daughter was aborted a month ago. I guess that's Kristen Hawkins there in the video. Didn't get a chance to screen it. But anyway, that's just one example. How does that get? How do people get to vote on this? Somebody going to say, they got to vote on it in Ireland. Yeah, I know they got to vote on it in Ireland. Did that make it right? In Florida, Florida voters will be axed. Come November the 5th, weigh in on a state constitutional amendment declaring. Now, listen to the way they worded this. Now, remember, the enemy is always at work trying to drag, literally drag, your and my soul to hell. That's what's it's always in play here. They're not in unions. They don't take breaks. They don't sleep. They don't get snacks. They're always on the job. You know, we had a story last week. What was the story that we had that the leftards have been working on for 10 years? 10 years? Oh, I know what it was. It was the Anti-Semitism Act. It got brought up in the United States Senate in 2016. People don't realize this. They have been working on this since 2016. And it wouldn't be until Speaker Doonesbury, that creep, would ultimately drag it across the finish line. Here's what the Florida, here's how the amendment will be worded in Florida. Quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. That is open season on the soon-to-be-born. This is the Crusade Radio Network.
Just remember, you had patient health care providers providing COVID vaccines to children, women that were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You have patient care providers that do all manner of things, provide transgender surgeries on minors. So why is it left up to the health care provider? We know that we have some wackos out there.
Because they're doctors who practice science. That's why. Doctors never make mistakes. They're never on the wrong side of anything. He's a doctor. He's got the white lab coat on. No, you can trust him. You know how many people die in hospitals every year because of mistakes that are made in prescriptions by doctors? Last time we did the story, it was like 450,000. Misdiagnosis, misprescriptions, et cetera, et cetera. People die in hospitals every year. Well, how come? Well, her and her doctor have decided. 250,000 die in hospitals each year. To word the amendment, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability. Well, what's viability? Can you go back and find the... I'm going to give you an example of how this is going to go down, okay? Can you go back and find last week? I know you're going to... It's a pain. the mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, the woman. The one who was talking about here, can you imagine a scenario under which my doctors who would tell me that I can't get this kind of care for my cancer? We're going to make the same determination now for whether or not you can get reproductive care for your, and I can destroy. Here. This is how this argument's going to go down. Watch.
Jacksonville, we have a shared history, you and I. You've seen me lose my hair to chemo. You watched me on the air when I frankly had to vomit between segments. There was a time when I doubted I could make it. Now imagine, if you will, imagine if the government took away the freedom to determine my own treatment. Think of it. Politicians prescribing what medicine, for how long, and at what physical and mental cost. Think of how much closer we are to that today than we were yesterday. Because if the government can reach its way into the OB office or a fertility clinic, where, I ask you, will it stop?
I'll go back.
All right. That is the worst analogy that you could possibly make, but that's the analogy they're going to make. So you're going like, but Mr. King, dude, please, I don't understand. How can we combat this? This one's easy. She's talking about whether or not someone could go into an oncologist's office, for example, and say, wait a minute, you're going to give her chemo? What kind? What's the radiation? Nah, you can't do that. Nah, you can't. Nah, how many weeks? How far along? What stage is she? Yeah, no, you can't do that. It's not going to work. We're not going to allow it. First of all, that doesn't happen. That is left up between the patient and the provider. The cancer is not a living person. This is when you get into personhood here. There is no comparison between a baby that is gestating and a cancer. Let me further demonstrate to you the ridiculousness and the sinister nature of these bastards. Everything that is necessary to make a future president of the United States or a future mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, is present at one day after conception. I rest my case. There is nothing present in the metastasizing breast cancer that she had that can make the future mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, or any place else. They can make a future butcher, baker, candlestick maker. There's only cancer cells there. It's never going to live. It's never going to breathe. It's never going to be educated. It's never going to be loved. It's never going to love back. It's never going to worry about whether it's going to heaven or to hell. The two are incomparable.